The Department of Veterans Affairs says the post 9/11 GI Bill is among the most complicated benefits that they've ever had to administer. But IT automation has helped them cut the processing time for new claims, well, pretty dramatically.
Unlike the original GI Bill, which gave essentially the same education benefits to everyone who was eligible, the post 9/11 version has a lot of variables, with different payment levels to different beneficiaries in different states and housing allowances based on a veteran's location.
The complexity of the bill was so much greater than anything we had administered before. We really didn't realize how difficult it was going to be.
Mike Walkoff, the VA's acting undersecretary for benefits, says that led to a big backlog of claims when the payments to students first started trickling out in the fall of 2009. In September of that year, there were 162,000 pending claims. He says they were having to process those claims manually.
That was a lot more labor-intensive than I realized it was going to be, and part of the problem, I will say, was that I probably misjudged a little bit in terms of the number of people that we would need to be able to process the benefits.
Walkoff says the VA has brought more people in, but maybe more importantly, it's automated a good portion of the claims process and eliminated parts that were unnecessary. That combination took the average processing time for first-time claims under the new bill from 59 days to 25 days and led to a big boost in productivity.
Back in the first couple months that we were processing the education benefits, we were doing approximately 2,000 claims a day. So now we're doing close to 10,000 claims a day.
The agency says one of the keys has been taking a new approach to IT development. Since it had to build a new system from the ground up and do it quickly, VA embraced agile IT development and partnered with the Navy's Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command to build it in increments, with new pieces of the system going into service along the way.
Technology is substantially helping.
Roger Baker is the VA's Chief Information Officer and Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology.
The team that's working this one has proven itself to be very effective, and in many ways has changed the stars of VA's systems development organization by demonstrating what we can do in that disciplined and agile environment when everybody works together.
And in hindsight, there's reason for the VA to be glad it built its new system with an agile philosophy. New legislative changes signed by the president this month will make yet another overhaul to the GI Bill benefits, and the VA will have to be ready by this fall. Since the new IT structure is a rules-based system, Baker says they'll be able to incorporate those changes without a major overhaul of the underlying software. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.